she jilted him?
Yeah,
she
jilted you.
If she said yes and you got married, would you describe a wedding? How was a wedding?
Well, I got out of the army today and I'm married tomorrow.
Nice.
Married in her living room.
Did you have somebody stand up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did you call them?
Your best man.
Best man.
Best man. And, did you ever hear of the best man and the bridesmaid called waiters?
No.
Never used that. Somebody said they used to call both the man and the woman who stood up for the bride and groom the waiters.
No, I never heard it.
That was interesting. After the wedding, would you hear, did they ever give you a noisy celebration?
Oh, hell yeah. Like till the door down.
What did they call?
Well, I think what he's talking about is a chivalry.
Huh?
He's talking about a chivalry, and they didn't have those down here.
That is some places they call them chivalry.
I don't think they ever did that down here.
They ever put you in a cart and haul you around?
No.
A lot of noise?
No.
Some places they call it a bellin' and a chivalry and things like that.
No.
He married a city girl.
I see.
He didn't do that one.
And nobody did around here?
How they used to do it in
Polk,
that's what I think.
No, nothing like that. I don't know. I left there so young. I don't know.
When a woman then got married and became pregnant, what was the word that they would use to describe her?
She's pregnant.
She's pregnant?
Yeah.
Would they say that around children?
Yeah, but not too much, though.
I'm wondering, did they have any other words for it that was less direct?
Tell them, Ruth, I don't know.
Well,
I never was around.
He's trying to probe about the good old days. Way back before me, they might have said she was expecting.
I'm just wondering whether pregnant.
That's all I've always heard.
In a delicate condition.
I tell you, most of my life, till I got married, I didn't see very many women, or white people either. I didn't see nothing but niggas.
Woman who would take care of the, you'd call some woman in and take care of the
children, call her nurse.
Nurse?
Yeah.
Nanny.
Call her.
How about the woman who would help at with the delivery? They would call them granny?
Grannies, yeah, call them that now.
The grannies?
Yeah, yeah.
And you say a boy has the same facial features as his father. You say he what? The boy's got a long nose and the father has a long nose. You say, well, that boy.
That's my baby.
Takes after his father.
Yeah. Daddy. They don't say father.
I see.
Takes after daddy.
I suppose that his daddy's always smiling and good natured.
Yeah,
so
most of
the boy.
Yeah.
You say the boy takes after him?
Yeah, takes after his daddy.
Did you call children kids when
you
were a boy?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
And a whole lot of kids might be called a whole passel.
That's right.
Did you ever hear that word?
Yeah.
And after a child lost both of his parents, both parents would die. What would you call a child? Both parents would be dead, and then the child would be.
Well, if his name was Jones, let's call him Little Jones or Big Jones, or what his name is.
Would he be an orphan?
He'd be an orphan, yeah.
And would the court appoint somebody?
No. Mm-hmm. Didn't even get married down there in those days.
I was going to
ask,
what would you call a white boy who was born to a mother who wasn't married? What would you call
him? Call him a bastard.
Just a bastard.
Yeah.
Ever hear of Woods Colt?
Yes, Wood.